感谢神，今天我们请林玉婵姐妹来给我们为神做见证。
Praise and thank God, we are able to invite Sister Michelle Lin to give a testimony for us.
林姐妹已经在很久以前由我们弟兄姐妹带领她来我们教会聚会。
Sister Lin have been truth seeking in our church for a really long time.
在两年前，她到 UC Irvine 那边读书，然后也在俄湾教会受洗。
About 2 years ago, and she attended University of California in Irvine, and she was baptized in Irvine Church.
但是暑假或是平常放假的时候，她如果有回家，就会来我们十二条教会聚会。
But whenever it's in summer or other vacation time, and she was when she's back home, she would come to our Cerritos Church.
也会参加我们的青年班聚会。
And she's also joining our senior class service.
那我们现在就请林姐妹来为神做见证。
Now we would like to invite Sister Michelle Lin.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣名在这里做见证。
Before we begin, let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
在我们开始前，我们一起同心默祷。
Hallelujah, Amen. Today I hope that my testimony would be able to glorify His name and help motivate you to all strive and pursue an even stronger relationship to God.
首先，我希望我的见证能够荣耀神，也希望能够感动弟兄姐妹们一起来更加努力的来追求神。
So today I want to share with you four life experiences and my journey in faith with you.
我想跟大家分享我有四次的在生命中有四次的体验到神。
So first of all, my first life experience actually happened 8 years ago.
第一次的生活的体验是在大概八年前。
When God saved me from myself.
当神他。当神拯来救了我的命。
I was born into a Buddhist family when I was young.
我很小的时候，我是在一个信佛教的家庭长大。
And you could tell through my photos, I was not a very happy child.
我小时候，如果你看我的相片的话，我并不是一个很快乐的孩子。
I always had a frown on and I cried a lot.
我总是会跌倒。
Frown.
总是会皱着眉头，然后总是喜欢哭泣。
And then even as a young child, I just felt like I had an emptiness in my heart.
虽然是年纪还小的时候，我就觉得我心里很空虚。
I felt that everything was fleeting and very momentary.
我觉得很多事情就是会一刻在很短的时间内就会跑得光光的。
So this emptiness gradually progressed into depression when I was 12.
那这种空虚感在我12岁的时候就慢慢的变得更加的强烈，就让我得到这个抑郁症。
It was weird because as a 12-year-old, I thought about life a lot and the meaning of it, the purpose, and how life was unfair.
虽然只有十二岁，我就开始想到生命的意义是什么，生命的为什么这么空虚，为什么这么的不公平。
And I felt like people are really cruel and evil.
觉得人类怎么这么样子残忍，或者是这样子的邪恶。
So soon I started to have a voice in my head, and it would tell me to wash my hands every few minutes.
然后我的头里面就会有一个声音告诉我，让我每几分钟就会想去洗一次手。
So that was when I developed OCD.
然后我就得了这种 OCD 这种病。
The voice would prevent me.
What's the Chinese name? OCD. Yes. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay. The voice would prevent me from sleeping. I soon also developed insomnia.
然后这样子有这个声音在的时候，我就睡觉也睡不好，也会有失眠。
And I was very anxious too.
然后变得很焦虑。
And it became kind of serious to the point I contemplated suicide.
然后就变得很有时候我的这个响声就
我会想自杀。
他是会想自杀，
thank God, I was only thinking about methods of suicide. I didn't actually take action yet.
虽然我当时只是在想说自杀有什么样的方法，并没有真的去自杀。
I would like imagine myself jumping off a balcony or take some drugs with alcohol or something, anything painless.
所以我当时就在思考说我是否可以从阳台上跳下去，或者是要不要喝酒精过量然后来自杀。
And it was truly a miracle because so my mom and Candace's mom, Long Zhu Ai, were friends for a very long time, ever since I was probably 4.
很巧的是我的妈妈和这个 Candace 姐姐的妈妈就是龙珠姐妹，她们是很长时间的朋友。
But they haven't talked in a few years.
但是她们有很长时间却没有联系。
It was weird because during this time, they finally started talking again.
但是在我十二岁的时候呢，他们却开始又重新开始联系了。
And so she casually invited me to SSC in 2006.
所以他们就2006年的时候，他们就邀请我去这个学生联谊会。
It's very ironic because my mom actually forced me to go, and some of you may know that. Right now, my mom is the reason why it's hard to come to church.
那个时候，我妈妈却很觉得很有讽刺意义的是，那个时候她是强迫我去学生联谊会，但现在她就成为我来教会的主力。
And so I reluctantly went.
我当时很勉强的去了。
And so SSC was the first time I've ever entered a church or learned about who Jesus actually was.
学生联谊会却是我第一次去教会，并且学习到什么是谁是耶稣基督。
I came with an open mind, and just simply prayed for the Holy Spirit and for my grandparents' health.
所以我当时就非常就是单纯的进去，然后就祷告，求圣灵，也求为我的祖父母的健康来祷告。
And thank God, I received the Holy Spirit second to the last day of SSC.
但是在那一次的灵恩会这个学生灵恩会的最后的两次祷告中，我就感谢神，我有得到圣灵。
And when I came home, my OCD, the voice in my head, depression, everything was gone.
然后等我回家的时候，我所有的这些抑郁症以及这个 OCD， 还有这个头脑里面的这个声音，统统都消失了。
So after this incident, I decided to dedicate my life to Jesus.
在这一次的事情之后，我就决定要把我的一生奉献给主耶稣。
I wanted to be a servant, but after a few weeks. Of SSC, my mom decided to pull me out of church.
但是在我就想成为神的仆人，但是过了几个礼拜之后呢，我妈妈却不让我再来教会。
It was really difficult because she wanted me to become a Buddhist again.
就非常的困，感到我非常迷惑的是，她想让我又重新成为一个佛教徒。
She would intentionally take me to her friend's house to worship the idols and force me to bow.
他会带我到他朋友家去，强迫我去拜这个偶像。
She would even bring home idol worship food and make me eat them.
他甚至会故意带这个来献过祭的这个献给偶像的这个食物，让我强迫我去吃。
There are always arguments and tears and tension in the family.
所以在家庭里面就经常会有各样的争吵跟流泪。
And because I was the youngest and I was also a girl, none of them would respect my opinions and listen to what I have to say.
因为我在家中年纪最小，又是女生，所以我讲的话他们没有人听。
Therefore, they thought I was the most ignorant and most naive.
他们都觉得我是最不懂事的。
They think my cured depression was coincidental. It was a time of growing up.
他们认为我当时的抑郁症只是在成长过程中的一个非常偶然的事件。
Even my brother, who I thought was a close friend of mine at that time, would mock our True Jesus Church or put in a bad light.
甚至即使我认为我最亲密的我的哥哥也开始讥笑这个真耶稣教会。
So at home, it was really difficult to practice what I believe.Let alone preach.
我在家里面非常的，就是处境就变得非常的困难，更不用说去来向我的家人传福音了。
There's this once that my mom got so angry with me for refusing to eat worship food. She gave me silent treatment for a whole week, which made me really upset because I was really close to my mom.
有一次，因为我拒绝吃这个拜过偶像的食物，我妈妈就一个礼拜都不理我。我就心里非常的难过，因为我跟妈妈的关系本来是非常的好。
I was crying a lot, and I was really angry with God, and I asked God, why would he let me go through this trial when I wasn't ready yet?
然后我就很伤心哭泣，并且我甚至对神也抱怨，为什么他会让我经历这么困难的处境。
Then immediately I felt God's spirit or the Holy Spirit something entering me and comforting me.
但是我很快就能感觉到神的灵，就是圣灵能够进入我的心中，来个让我得到安慰。
It felt almost tangible.
这个灵简直就像是用手可以摸到一样。
But because I was stubborn and angry at him, I refused his comfort.
但是因为我当时非常的顽固，我就拒绝圣灵的安慰。
And the peaceful feeling went away.
然后这个平安的感觉就离开了。
Then within a minute, I felt his spirit again.
但是过了一分钟之后，我又觉得神的灵又回来。
Again, I casted it away.
然后我又让他走了。
This happened 3 times.
这样子发生了3次。
And during the time, I just wanted self-pity.
就是在我非常的在觉得自己很可怜的时候
and I didn't want God at the moment.
我那一刻我甚至不想需要 不想要神。
At the third time, he granted my wish and left me alone to cry.
然后第三次我就他就这个圣灵就离开我，让我自己在哭泣。
But now looking back, I could truly see my own ignorance and God's love for me.
然后这样现在回顾的话，我当时真的是非常的不懂事。
But there was another time when my mom again brought up the religious topic.
还有另外一次，我的妈妈就又提到这个关于信仰的问题。
I was so nervous. I quickly prayed, did a silent prayer in my heart so that the Holy Spirit may guide me.
所以我就在非常的紧张，我就在心里面祷告，所以求神的灵来带领我。
Normally, when my mom brings up this topic, she would make such a great argument that I would have nothing to say.
每一次以前每次碰到这种题目的时候，她就会，这我的妈妈就会意见非常的强烈，让我没有话可说。
But a few days prior to this event, I actually listened to a sermon about Nehemiah.
但是刚好在这之前的前两天，我有听到过一个讲道，就是关于尼希米的讲道。
And I remember the pastor was saying how Nehemiah was pleading to the king to send him back to rebuild the temple, and he only had a few seconds to pray in his heart.
我记得传道提到说，尼希米当他要求这个王让他可以回去耶路撒冷的时候，他只有几秒钟的时间，他要在心里面向神默祷。
So I was thinking, oh, I could be just like Nehemiah.
我就开始学习说，我可以像尼希米一样。
And have a few seconds of prayer.
虽然只有几秒钟，我却要来祷告。
So this time, I suddenly felt like the Holy Spirit was interceding me again.
然后这时候我就感觉到圣灵在向为我代祷。
As I mentioned before, when I argue with my mom, my mind would go blank and I have nothing to say.
以前我跟妈妈在争吵这些事情的时候，我的头脑就会变成空白，我就不会讲不出什么话出来。
But this time I felt like as if a flood of knowledge from the Bible and all the testimonies I've heard in entering my mind, and I was able to answer my mom's questions, comments, everything without causing an ugly scene.
但这一次呢，却能够神的灵将圣经的话语以及我听到的这些各样的见证充满我的头脑，让我能够很平静的把这些话讲出来，却没有跟母亲来争吵。
So thank God for that.
所以感谢神。
In 2011, my grandpa passed away in Taiwan.
2011年，我的祖父在台湾去世。
So my mother went back to Taiwan to prepare the funeral.
所以我妈妈就回去准备葬礼。
Now I understand that every one of my family members worship like their ancestors. None of them are Christian.
那我的家人家族里面的每一个人都是来拜偶像的，他们没有一个是基督徒。
So of course, I was very, very scared to go back.
所以我就非常的担心这样回去的问题。
But so when I did go back, before I prayed a lot, and I asked a lot of brothers and sisters to pray for me too.
所以当我真的要回去的时候，我就祷告很多，也求很多弟兄姐妹帮我代祷。
And then, apparently, they have this thing where they will ask the deceased, are you satisfied? And they'll flip a coin, and if it's heads, it's yes. If it's tails, it's no.
然后他们就有一个习惯，就是用一个硬币 翻这个硬币说这个 死去的人是否是满意的，如果那个硬币的一面是一面就代表他那个 死去的人是满意，如果另外一面就代表他们不满意。
And so my mom started to ask, are you satisfied?
我的妈妈就问这个就问就去询问说是否他满意。
And the coin flipped tails.
然后
那个
那个硬币就是把它的反面朝上，意思就是说不满意。
Yeah,
意思就是不满意。
And she did it again just to make sure, and it was still no.
然后他又试了一次那个硬币，然后就是说那个硬币就说就是告诉说不满意。
And she asked a lot of questions.
然后这个我妈妈就问了很多的问题，看看她是哪一方面不满意。
And she went to the question, oh, is it a problem with your grandchildren?
然后她就问到一个问题，说是否是你对孙辈有什么不满意的。
And I said yes.
然后那个硬币就说是的。
And my grandpa had 10 grandchildren.
我的祖父有十个孙辈。
And so she went through one by one.
然后妈妈就一个一个的去问。
Alex, Jeffrey, 冠廷冠, everyone.
她就每一个就这么问过来，看是对哪一个不满意。
And she asked me last.
她最后问我。
Are you, is it Michelle?
她说是不是对 Michelle 不满意。
And it flipped yes.
然后那个硬币就说是的。
And then, so they asked so many questions. Is it school? Is it health? Is it that? It was all no.
然后就问他说对哪方面不满意，是他的学校不满意吗？对他的健康不满意吗？还是对什么不满意？
And,
统统答案都是都，答案说是不是。
And then finally, they, she flipped the coin. Oh, is it like religious reasons? And it flipped yes.
然后他就问说是不是对他信仰不满意？然后那个硬币就说是的。
And then she was asking, oh, is it because she was baptized? Or is it because she's not willing to bow and stuff? And then, was it because she would feel uncomfortable bowing down to like idols? And it said yes.
然后她不满意的地方是不是说 是否是因为她不愿意来向这个偶像跪拜？她说回答答案是是的。
And I was so confused at the time because I was thinking, I thought like Satan, the demon, the dark forces would, you know, control that aspect of, yeah, of like religion or something.
所以我当时觉得很迷惑，怎么会有这个一种黑暗的力量来控制这个信仰？
Because I know for sure that can't be my grandpa, no.
后来我就知道说那个肯定不是我的祖父。
It sounded like him because he really loved his grandchildren, but I know it wasn't.
这个硬币感觉上好像是我的祖父，因为祖父他很喜欢他的孙辈，但是我知道那一定不是。
But in the end, I like jumped to the conclusion that it must be either the demon was too scared to face God or something, or God like moved the demon to skew my family's mind so I would be safe. Something like that.
所以不管怎么样，我觉得可能就是有魔鬼的工作在那里来让就是让这些我这些族人能够故意来反对我。
So in the end, I didn't have to eat any of the worshipped food or bow down to any of the idols.
但是不管怎么样，我最后没有，也不需要去吃那些拜偶像的食物，也不需要去跟偶像来跪拜。
And that itself was a miracle.
所以感谢神，这本身就是一个神迹。
Okay. My computer restarted, so.
电脑有重新启动，所以。
Give me one moment. Sorry about that.
对不起。
Come on. Okay. So now for the other life experiences.
我要讲第二个我的生活体验。
In 2013, I planned a beach hangout day with the ICF brothers and sisters.
我就在2013年的五月份，我和厄婉教会的青年团契去出去到海边玩。
A brother and I really were really active, so we decided to swim in the ocean.
一位弟兄和我们都非常的激动，我们就想去海里面游泳。
And two sisters were just wading their feet in the shore, watching us.
然后就有另外两位姐妹就站，她们就只是静一静脚，就在海边等我们。
And while me and this brother were swimming and having fun, we suddenly noticed, why are we so far away from shore?
我们在游泳的时候，就跟这位弟兄在一起游泳的时候，我们就非常的高兴。后来意识到我们为什么离海岸那么远。
And so we kind of looked at each other, we're like, oh, I think we should start swimming back.
Yeah, 然后我们就互相看一下，我们说，我们应该要游回去了。
And both of us are pretty strong swimmers.
我们其实都是游泳蛮熟练的游泳的，蛮会游泳的。
So we try to swim back to shore for like a good 5 to 10 minutes.
所以我就想说，5到10分钟我就可以游到海边了。
But we were in the same exact spot from where we first started.
但是我游了好几分钟之后，我们就发现我们跟原来的地方是一样远的。
And that's when we knew we got caught in a riptide.
我才知道我就是被一个海浪给困住了。暗流给困住了。
Both of us are really into, you know, the National Geographic Channel or like anything to do with nature.
我们都喜欢自然，也经常读这个国家地理杂志。
So, we knew we had to start swimming parallel.
所以我们就知道，我们必须，从靠这个跟海岸相平行的方向来游。
But even when we did, it didn't really work for us.
我们就这样子尝试，但是却发现，也这样子也没有很大的效果。
So how riptides work is there's a segment where you have to swim parallel, and you have to swim out before you can come back to shore.
所以有这种碰到这种暗流的时候，我们应该先平行的游，然后并且还要继续往外面游，然后再往回游。
But we didn't know that, so we thought, we're still kind of, what would you do?
我们也并不明白这一些，然后我们就发现我们还是跟原来的地方一样，所以我们就开始担心要做怎么办。
Both of us started to get really anxious because it was starting to get hard to breathe.
我们就开始觉得很焦急，因为我们开始觉得有点呼吸困难了。
Every time I try to take a breath, the waves would push water into my lungs.
每一次我想，来游的时候，这个海浪就会把那个水打到我的嘴巴里面去。
I may sound like a drama queen, but I really thought this in my head: Am I really going to die here?
虽然这个就让我想起来某个像戏剧般的一样，但是我就在想，说我是不是今天要死在这里了？
And during that time, I started to panic and swim even faster, but it did nothing.
所以我就开始很着急，我就更努力，更加快速的来游，但是发现却没有帮助。
The brother and I couldn't speak, but we had like eye contact with each other, and we are like, okay, we need to start praying.
我跟这位弟兄虽然没办法讲话，但是我们互相看一下，我们就知道说我们现在要开始来祷告。
And so in our hearts, we just kept like praying. He told me after he kept saying, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." And in my heart, I'm like, "God, please don't let us die."
我在心里面就开始祷告。后来这位弟兄告诉我，他说他当时祷告的就是一直在讲哈利路亚，赞美神。然后我的心里面就是在一直祷告说，神啊，不要让我们两个死在这里。
And then like within a few seconds, not even kidding, within a few seconds, a huge waveform.And like crashed us.
然后就在差不多几秒钟之后，就有一个很大的海浪就冲过来，将我们打散。
And it moved us forward.
就帮我们打到向我们该往岸去的那个方向。
And then a second, even bigger one, I thought it was a story and a half high, maybe because I had adrenaline or something, but I thought it was that tall.
我的感觉是另外再过了一秒钟又有另外一个很大的浪像差不多有一层楼高那么大一个浪冲过来。
And at this time, it was so big that both of us just kind of like gawked at it.
What's that?
很惊讶。
哦，但这个浪这么大的时候，我们两个人都已经惊呆了。
And like we couldn't swim into it, we couldn't swim out of it, so we just let it like crash into us again.
因为这么大的一个浪，我们没有办法做任何事情，我们就只好让这个浪再把我们冲起来。
And I remember it felt like I was in free fall because I had no control of my limbs or whatsoever.
在这么大的浪上面的时候，我就觉得完全是像在自由落体一样，没有办法控制身体的任何一部分。
And suddenly it was like one of those movies where you touch land and you start to kiss it and like, oh my gosh, it's land.
然后突然我就觉得就像在电影里面发生的情况，我碰到了土地，然后我就开始就可以来亲吻这个土地，因为这真很不容易。
And then, when I was talking to the two sisters, they were saying the whole time the shore only touched their ankles.
我跟这两位姐妹讲的时候，他们说这个 the shore only touched their ankle, the water.他说他只看到海水，只碰他们一直都在这个只淹没他们脚踝这么深的海水里面旁边走。
But it was those two huge waves that brought us to shore, that knocked them down.
他说水一直都只有那么深，只能埋过脚这个脚踝那么深，只有但突然这两个大浪出来就把你们打到岸上。
And they're pretty strong sisters.
他们也是很强壮的姐妹。
And they were on the floor, they were completely wet, and then the waves went back to ankle length.
然后他们在本来站在地上，他们就完全都被打湿了，然后他们就看到海水又突然又回到只有像脚踝那么深。
And thank God we were safe, but unfortunately one of the sisters' phone was washed away.
感谢神，虽然我们都安全，但是有一位姐妹却被全身都湿透了。
After all, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away.
所以神有取走，他也有留下。
So for the other life experiences, me and a few brothers and sisters went to a Utah road trip.
还有一次经验就是我们去海边，我们去犹他州。
And this is where we experience many blessings and miracles.
在这一次在旅程中，我们也体验到很多的这个神迹。
Has anyone been to Zion National Park?
有没有弟兄姐妹有没有去过锡安国家公园
？Yeah.
Guys, we had a retreat there.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you guys seen Angel's Landing?
但是有没有人去过这个叫做 Angels， 就是天使着陆的地方
So this is the hike where it's known for people to fall to their death because of how steep the canyon is.
这个天使着陆的地方是非常有名的一处去爬山的地方，这个地方非常的危险，经常他们很多人每年很多人就从那个上面摔下来。
So, one of us decided to map out an unofficial hike, not the Angel's Landing hike, an unofficial one.
有一位我们当时去的时候有一位弟兄就计划说要一个非正式的爬山，不是要去爬那个这个天使的着陆点那个地方。
So Angel's Landing was considered a breeze compared to this unofficial hike.
但是这个非正式的这个爬山的这一点呢，实际上比那个天使着陆点更惊险。
So this hike, it got to a point where we're climbing all fours.Like at a good like 45 degree angle.
所以当到后来这个爬山的地方就变成只有这个角度有45度，要用全身的力量来往上爬的那个坡度。
And there is one moment where we got stuck, and there is no gradual way down.
然后有一个地方我们就完全就卡在那里了，也没有一个安全的地方可以下去。
And you know, climbing on all fours going up is a lot safer than going down at that same angle.
所以因为那个角度。继续用力往前爬，往上爬是比往下走更安全。
So it's impossible to go down where we came up.
所以我们就没有办法回到我们下去的那个路上。
And we were also racing against the sun because once the sun sets, we wouldn't be able to see, and hiking down would be even more dangerous.
我们也跟这个太阳来比赛，因为如果太阳下山的话，我们就没有办法再往下走，因为更危险。
It was like a death sentence because it was really cold up there.
上面也非常的冷，然后 我觉得这简直就是一个死刑的判决。
So me and the sister began to silently pray for a miracle, and immediately a brother found a gradual way down.
然后我们就跟另外一个姐妹就用默祷来求神来给我们一个这个神迹，然后马上我一位弟兄就发现有另外一个比较平缓的路可以下去。
And so by the time we got back to the car, the sun had just set.
然后我们回到车子上的时候，我们刚好太阳刚刚下山。
So we beat it to the race.
所以感谢神，我们有打赢这场这个比赛。
And on our way back home, on our last day, we were in a secluded area in Utah.
然后当我们回去的时候，我们在一个在犹他州一个比较和与世隔绝的地方。
We were driving on the highway and we wanted to cut off this truck.
我们就在一个高速公路上，一个很荒凉的地方，我们想超过一辆卡车。
So we have 2 cars and 8 people.
我们有两辆车，有8个人。
And then, So when we were about to pass him, a wooden cargo fell, and instead of bouncing into our windshield, two of our wheels ran over it.
所以当时我们正在要超过这辆卡车的时候，这卡车上有一个木头做的车子掉下来，然后就我们两个轮子就压了过去。
Both of our cars ran into it.
然后我们两个车子都从这个轮子上压过去。
We have 4 flat tires and 2 unworking cars.
所以我们就有两个车子有四个轮胎都爆掉。
You would think this is unlucky because the hour before we got speeding tickets.
如果觉得这样子很不幸了，然后但是我们在前面一天还又得到了这个罚单，超速的罚单。
But I honestly believe that God put us through these trials because all of our faith were really shaky during this time.
但是我觉得那个神给我们上的一课，因为我们那时候的信心都非常的摇动。
At first, none of us were really nervous.
首先，我们每一个人都不是非常的紧张。
But after calling all the auto shops nearby,
我们刚开始并不很紧张，但是当我们打电话给附近的这个修车的店的时候。
And when I say nearby, I mean like an hour nearby.
我说附近的时候是说一个小时内可以开到的这个店。
None of them had rims.
他们每一个店都没有这个轮子卖。
And the only shops that had one rim for one car was 3 hours away in Colorado.
另外有一家只有一家店，他说他有一个我们这种车子的轮子，但是那个要3个小时，并且在科罗拉多州。
So we decided to go in the morning, but we don't have a working car.
所以我想说我们早上可不可以过去，但是我们却没有车子可以开。
So then the same sister and I had a silent prayer together.
所以这次又是同样一个姐妹跟我同时来默祷。
That God can guide us.
我们祷告求神能带领我们。
And right when we opened our eyes,
等到我们张开眼睛的时候，
A lady named Brianna stopped by.
一位叫 Brianna 的女士就刚好停下来。
And she just so happened to have the same exact model of one of our cars.
她的车子刚好也跟我们的车子的型号是一模一样。
And she was very nice, and she trusted us with one of her spare tires.
所以她就非常的友好，并且她很相信我们，她刚好车上也有一个备用胎。
So now we have 1 working car to drive around, look for food or rims.
所以至少我们有一辆车可以开了，然后可以去找些食物，可以，
But because it was after dark, there wasn't any point to look for any rims.
Any rims? Oh, okay. 然后因为当时天已经黑了，所以我们再去寻找轮子也没有用了。
So we slept by the highway.
所以我们就在高速公路旁边睡觉。
In our cars.
就在我们的车里面。
And we also laid our sleeping bags in the highway to stargaze.
我们也把这个我们的睡袋放在高速公路旁边，这样子来观看，观看天上的星星。
Yeah, and then we were really amazed at God's creation.
然后我们就在这种环境下来惊叹神的创造。
This was the only night that was not cloudy, and me and the sister were able to bond even more watching the sky.
这是唯一的那一天晚上是非常的晴朗，所以我可以看到很多的星星。
Instead of a frustrated heart, we were all calm and appreciated this unique experience.
虽然我们并没有感到很挫折，并且都感到很感激这一场非常独特的经历。
So the next day, we got up early to go to Colorado, while the other group stayed behind.
所以第二天我们就先派一组人去科罗拉多州，然后另外一组人就留在后面。
After driving for an hour, we were in the city of Monticello.
在了一个小时之后，我们就到了这个叫 Monticello 的小城市。
And this is where the nice lady Brianna lived.
这个就是那个 Brianna， 我们刚才碰到那位女士她居住的地方。
And there we found an auto shop.
我们在那里就找到一个这个修车店。
We decided to give it a try.
我们就觉得想去试一下。
Of course, they didn't have any rims.
当然，他们也没有任何的这个轮子。
But they asked if they can take a look at our broken rims.
然后他就看一下我们看一下我们这个破的轮子可不可以，他就来看一下。
And they started to grab this hammer and started like beating it.
然后他就拿起他那个铁锤来锤它。
And it hammered out into its original shape.
然后他就锤一锤，就把它锤回去了形状。
They charge us less than $50 for four tires.
所以他五个轮胎，他只收了不到50块。
One rim can go up to, I believe, $200.
因为一个轮子如果要买的话，要花200块。
But, yeah. So thank God.
就感谢神。
And so now we're in the city of Monticello, and we wanted to return the tire and buy them an appreciation gift.
然后我们就在这个城市里面，这个小城市，我们去买。把这个轮胎，把这个轮子要还回去，然后我们要买一些感谢的礼物。
We went to the nearest grocery shop.
我们就去这个杂货店。
And bought two pies as an appreciation.
我们就买两个饼，要作为我们的感谢的礼物。
And when we were in line, an elderly fellow asked.
然后我们在排队的时候，一位年老的这个老先生就问。
Were you folks having trouble?
他说你们有在哪里有这个碰到麻烦呢？
We're like, yeah, how did you know?
我说你怎么知道?
He said, my daughter helped you guys yesterday with the cars.
他说我的女儿昨天就帮助你们，就是你们当你们有困难的时候。
There's not a lot of Asians around here.
他说这里不会有经常发生这种事情。
So why don't you folks come over and see her?
然后你说你们要不要过来看看她?
And so, thank God we met Brianna's dad.
所以我们又刚好碰到这 Brianna 这个女士的先生，这个爸爸。
Because she happened to give us the wrong address.
也刚好是因为 Brianna 给我们的地址是错的。
Because she just moved there.
因为她刚刚搬过去那里。
So thank God that God put everything like into perfect puzzle pieces.
所以感谢神，他把一切事情都安排得很好。
And we got to come home back safely.
所以我们就终于能够安全地回到家。
On a side note,
另外我想说的是
so the other car, car B, that was still stuck on the highway,
第二个停在高速公路上的车子呢
at that area, it was right next to an Indian reservation.
它那个地方跟一个印第安人的保留地很近。
And they're really nice.
所以那些印第安人也非常的好友好。
So they lent the car B a spare tire as well, so they could drive around to look for food.
所以他们也刚好就借给这个第二个车子一个这个备用轮胎，所以他们也可以开在附近来可以买东西吃。
And they welcomed us, and we got to observe their lifestyle, and we were so amazed at like.
他们就欢迎我们去，我们就在那里也看到他们的生活习惯，我们感到非常的惊讶。
It was just truly such an amazing experience.
对我们来说是非常奇特的一个经历。
So, as Brother Joseph has mentioned before,
像刚才 Joseph 弟兄讲到
I was able to go to college and attend Sabbath every week.
我可以去上大学，并且每个礼拜可以来守安息日。
And join their ICF Bible study.
也很享受我们这个青年团契的查经。
And through God's grace, my mom is slowly getting used to the idea that I would always be a Christian.
然后慢慢的，这些，因为这样子，我妈妈慢慢的可以接受我是基督徒的一个这个事实。
Before I could even say the word church or God in the house.
在以前，在家里面根本就不能提到教会或者是神。
And sometimes I would even speak pig Latin. never mind. And so now I'm able to casually tell my parents, I'm going to go to church and. I'll only get a slightly negative response now.
我现在要是在家有时候我要去教会的话，我可能只能看到，就会看到一个稍微有点负面的这个眼光。
In fact, in 2013,
在2013年的时候，
I was able to attend MVP.
我去参加这个志工讲习会。
And I was commuting 25 miles every day, back to Irvine and back to where I live here.
我那时候就在厄婉教会每天开25个mile.
And I was praying that day, and then I had a sudden thought to ask my parents if I could lodge there.
然后我就在路上的时候，我就突然想到说，我是否要向我父母说，是否可以住在教会。
I followed my instincts at first, and I asked my mom if I could volunteer there, and she was fine. But I pushed a little too hard when I asked to lodge there.
我就根据我自己的本能来做了一个决定，因为当时我开始问他说，我可以在那里做志工吗？做义工吗？他说可以啊。后来我就又在得寸进尺，我就说我可不可以在那里睡觉？然后这一下就麻烦了。
And she obviously said no.
他就很坚决地说不可以。
And the next day when I came back home, my dad asked me where I went.
然后第二天我回到家的时候，我爸爸就问我去哪里了。
And I told him, oh, I went to Irvine.
我就说我去厄湾了。
So he was like, so far, waste of money.
他说你去那么远做什么？浪费钱啊。
And he told my mom, and she said, so far, so dangerous.
他就告诉我妈妈，然后他说这么远，这么危险。
So I took this opportunity, and I said, well, you can let me lodge there.
我就这样子又顺势说，我说你可以让我住在那里啊。
And I wasn't expecting it, but my mom said yes.
然后我就没有料到我妈妈也说可以。
So he made the impossible possible.
所以是神让这个不可能的变成可能。
And now, I just wanted to thank all the brothers and sisters and pastors that prayed for me during my journey with God.
我也谢谢各位弟兄姐妹、传道人在为我这个信仰的旅程中为我的带导。
I feel like I've received a lot of encouragement and kindness from everyone.
我感觉到我有受到很多的鼓励、很多的帮助。
And I truly thank God for guiding me all this time and wanted to share a popular verse with you.
我也感谢神在这么段时间一直在带领我，想跟大家分享一个圣经经节。
You guys don't have to turn to it, but it's Psalms 23 verse 4.
诗篇的23章的24节，第四节。
It's what the pastor earlier had mentioned.
也就是传道人今天开始有提到的经节。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
虽然我走过死荫的幽谷
I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
23章第4节。
对。
也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
So may all of you be edified and May all the glory and honor be unto His holy name.
愿大家都得到造就，愿一切的荣耀归于我们天上的神的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神，您姐妹给我们带来美好的见证。
Praise and thank God, Sister Lynn has gave us very good testimony.
所以从她的见证，我们就可以发现，像我们每天能够来。教会聚会其实是一件很幸福的事情。
From her testimony, we can see if we can come to church and observe Sabbath is actually a very blessed thing.
像他们自己一个人，来信主就会遇到许多的困难。
And she came to believe by herself, so she encountered all the difficulties.
会遇到家人对她信仰的不谅解或是误会。
And she has to, encounter the resistance from her family members.
那更不用说家人能会去支持他的信仰，来帮助他一起度过，一起走天国路。
Well, not even mentioning receiving support from her family members.
所以我们对一个家里面只有一个人，自己一个人来信主的人的弟兄姐妹，我们要为他们祷告。
So if anybody is the only believer in he or his or her family, we should pray for this person.
那我们更要体谅他们。
And we should also understand them.
因为有时候他们今天能够来 今天能够来聚会，其实就已经是很不容易的事情了。
And、because it's not easy for them to come to join our services.
那我们更不要责怪他们。
So, let's be more understanding.
那另外在他的见证里面也提到好几次他遇到了困难，神帮助他。
And she also mentioned several difficult situations that she received, while she received God's help.
所以从这里我们就可以很体会到一节经节，我们可以请看《哥林多前书》。
And we can turn to one Bible verse to describe.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians, chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
十三节，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的，神是信实的。必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候，总给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may able to bear it.
所以在这里讲到神会在我们困难的时候帮我们开一条出路。
Now this talked about God will open a way for us.
所以在他的见证，不论是当他爷爷去世遇到的困难。
So in her testimony, it's not only in the situation when her grandpa passed away.
或是他车子轮子爆胎的事情。
Or in the case when their car was broken.
或是他在游泳遇到的危险
or the danger she encountered while she was swimming.
当他遇到危险向神呼求，神就帮助他。
So whenever, wherever she is, when she prayed to God, God helped him, helped her.
所以就这就再次的提醒我们，当我们遇到困难的时候，我们要记得向神呼求。
So this once again, this reminds us, whenever we are in a difficult situation, we should pray to God.
那神就会赐给我们意外的平安。
So God will give us the peace that's out of our expectation.
那感谢神，今天我们的见证会就到这边。
So praise God, this ends our testimony session.
那我们请大家一同默祷。
Let's pray in silence.